You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and I am joined once again by Dom Betts. We won't be doing Manager Watch, the series we've been doing all summer. We're going to do Transfer / Player Watch because a football club has just smashed the world record transfer fee for a player that they used to own. Paul Pogba has signed for Manchester United for £89 million, breaking the record which was held by Gareth Bale and Real Madrid previously. Wow, what a signing, Dom. Paul Pogba has now joined the club that he was at. What do you think? Is it a bad business decision, this?
No. If anyone calls this a bad business decision, you don't understand what Man United are as a club.
Yeah.
They could probably make this back in shirt sales.
Yeah.
Could be more than £85 million. It could increase to, I think, £98 million because there's two... Because there's two bonus clauses in the contract, right?
What is he, an aeroplane or something? Like, what is he?
Extra £4.5 million if he reaches performance bonuses. So this could be either if they win the league, if he gets 20 goals, 20 assists, if they win the Champions League, etc, etc.
Every time he has a haircut?
Yeah, every time he has a haircut, every time he does a dab, you know, anything. If Jesse Lingard...
Dab, there's half a mil back to Juventus.
If him and Jesse Lingard do, you know, synchronised dabbing.
Synchronised dabbing.
You know, could be some bonuses there, but no. And also an extra £4.5 million if he signs another contract with the club.
Wow.
And if he's like Ross McCormack, I mean, what's that, like once a year? No. Everyone's saying it's the waste of money, right? Because he's not a striker, he's not going to win you the league. Why do you care? It's not your money.
You're right.
It's not your money.
You're right.
And it's United. They're a business. As much as United fans hate the Glazers, they've made United a world-renowned business.
Yeah.
As well as a club. Because if we look at the time they announced a transfer, it was about 12:30 midnight around then, right?
English time. Yeah.
So that's like evening in America,
right,
and like morning in Asia, where they've got two massive fan bases.
Yeah.
I think in the Far East they've got like 300 million fans or something like that. It's ridiculous. They've aimed it at not the local market anymore.
No.
The worldwide market, because England fans are going to be awake because we're English and we're always up to like midnight waiting for transfers.
How far has it gone from Alan Shearer stood outside St James's Park when he broke the record signing in the Premier League?
That was the last time a Premier League team broke the transfer record, because the last three times it's been broken is by Real Madrid, for Kaká, for Ronaldo and for Gareth Bale.
Is that true?
Yeah, three times in a row they've broken the transfer record.
Wow, that's really interesting. I've got a few thoughts on this. Man United have wanted to make a signing like this for a while. I'm thinking, since Ferguson has gone, they have attempted to bring back Gareth Bale to the Premier League. There's news stories, the past Sunday papers for the past 2-3 years have been full of Bale's coming to United. Neymar is coming to Manchester United. Cristiano Ronaldo is making a return to Manchester United. So they have wanted a massive transfer, and I think they've been knocked back so many times from the likes of Bale, Neymar and Cristiano. They've had to make this signing for Pogba because he's the next one down after all that. They're not going to sign Hazard from Chelsea.
You're not going to sign Suarez.
You're not going to sign Messi. Pogba is the youngest of the bunch that they think they can get hold of.
And it's not also that. He is the most marketable player around at the moment. I think he's easier to market than Ronaldo, Messi, Bale, Neymar.
It's business, this, isn't it? I was thinking this morning, reading the front and back of Metro... Front and back of the Metro is a picture of Paul Pogba with the Adidas boots. Who are Manchester United shirt sponsors?
Adidas.
To me, I wouldn't be surprised if Adidas have paid part of this transfer fee. Would you?
Well, no,
because it happened with Neymar.
There was that massive release video with Stormzy.
Yeah.
Which Stormzy accidentally released before United actually announced the transfer.
It's sad that we're talking about this, isn't it?
But it's what it's come to.
And we're talking about some grime artist, Dab. So, what I'd like to see from him is that for the first 12 months, don't live up to being the player that is the world transfer fee holder. Don't live up to that. Because I remember when Ronaldo went to Real Madrid for the first year, scored, was it 30 goals? What he did was he didn't go and shake up that squad immediately. He knew there was players like Raul. He's the king of Real Madrid. Don't take the mantelpiece yet. What Pogba needs to do is don't show off to Rooney. Don't show off to Zlatan. Just be part of a team for a season. Grow your way into the player which deserves an £89 million price tag. Gareth Bale's first season wasn't electric. It's taken him time. Sorry, what
it
I wanted...
took him to at least a Copa del Rey final.
Yes,
that was when he burst onto the scene, when he ripped that Barcelona fullback, ran off the pitch, ran back on the pitch, and scored that or set up that wonderful
what
goal.
What has Bale and Neymar both done when they went to their clubs? They bowed down to Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. What Pogba should do is bow down to Zlatan. Don't be the big star. Man United might want you to be the big star, but just wait, because that's how you become a better player.
The only reason he's going to be seen as the big star is because of this price tag. And in today's market, a price tag is just what you need to pay to get a player. It doesn't necessarily mean he's the best player in the world or the best player in your team. It's just you have to pay what you have to pay to get the players you need for your team.
You're right.
And you can't say that Pogba's a bigger player than a Rooney or a Zlatan.
Not yet.
I mean, he clearly can be if his price tag is £89 million going up to like nearly 100.
We've talked about the business. We've talked about the shirt sales. We've talked about the dab. We've talked about the haircuts. Should we talk about his feet? What's he like as a footballer?
The thing which I'm going to say about this transfer is you can clearly see Mourinho is building a spine.
Right.
Start up top, you've got Zlatan.
Yeah, Rooney in behind.
You've got Mkhitaryan as your wide player. In centre midfield, you've now got Pogba. At the back, he bought Eric Bailly. Yeah. I think that's how you say his name anyway. You've got David De Gea at the back. He did this at Chelsea.
That is strong.
He had Cech, he had Terry, he had Carvalho, he had Lampard, he had Drogba. He builds a spine.
Yeah.
He builds a spine, and then that's like his key team.
Casillas, Ramos, Xavi Alonso, Mesut Ozil, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, he always has a spine to his team, and that's what he's done. He's made a statement as well with this transfer. It's saying United have been awful, to put it fairly lightly, in the last few years, and we are back. We're going for the title this year.
It is.
And but if we look at Pogba as a player, everyone is who hasn't seen him play is basing his performance off the Euros.
And what they see on Vine.
Yeah.
Because he is a Vine player.
Yeah, everyone was saying he was a Vine merchant.
Yeah.
He's a long shot merchant.
Part of this fee should be paid to Vine. 20 million goes to Vine.
But like everyone who's basing like his actual performances are going to go off what they've seen online and what they've seen at the Euros. But he's a midfielder. If you look at United's midfield at the moment, Fellaini and Carrick. I'm a big fan of Carrick. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Carrick.
Herrera.
Would you say he's world class?
Carrick used to be.
No, I mean Pogba right now.
No.
He's the closest thing they've come to a world class centre midfielder since Scholes was out of his prime.
I think he can be world class. I think he can be. Because the Premier League seems like a league he'd like. He seems quick. He seems...
Direct.
Direct is the word. You're right. He shoots. He's involved. But he's not there for me yet. He's not there for me. What I saw at the Euros, he is not there for me. A player like Aaron Ramsey, I think, currently, very similar. I wouldn't say Aaron Ramsey's any worse or any better than Paul Pogba. Would you?
The whole thing with Pogba is his essence about him makes him seem like a world-class player.
Yeah.
His transfer fee, how marketable he is, the amount of long shots you see on Vine.
Yeah.
And just how much he's talked about.
What we're saying, Mourinho has a lot of work to do. Lot of work, because he needs to develop this player. He clearly needs to develop this player. But what we're saying, he has got the tools in the bag.
He's not even in his prime years yet, to be perfectly fair.
He's 23 years old. Since Man United let him go, he's won 4 league titles. He was only there 4 seasons. He's won 2 Coppa Italias. This is a player you want in your team. They've brought in Zlatan, a winner. Do you know what I felt Wayne Rooney really missed? Players around him that were winners.
Well, yeah, ever since they lost...
He's missed it.
Ever since they lost the Scholeses, the Giggs, the Vidic's, the Ferdinands, the proper old United...
Rooney's the only one left.
Yeah. And I think he's only got a couple of seasons left at United.
Yeah.
If I'm perfectly honest. Maybe only one. But he needed these winners around him.
Yeah.
And
he'll become a better player again, Rooney. I know this isn't about him, but he'll become a better player again because of the likes that are around him. Dom, have you got out more to say? What is there?
Do you think this makes United title favourites?
It's such a good question. I think they're going to go close, yeah. I thought they were going to finish third, but I think they could even pip Pep to the Premier League.
One thing I'd say about that is because Pep's going to take a while to introduce his football, his philosophy, style of football, his philosophy to the Man City squad. I've been watching a few of their pre-seasons, especially when they played Arsenal on the weekend. Mm. I think it was in Norway, was it? They're not there yet. I know it's only pre-season, but I mean, the season starts next week. I think it's going to take maybe a month, maybe 6 weeks to properly get his philosophy playing fluidly with the Man City team. If United... Now they've won the Community Shield, they've got some confidence, and even more confidence now they signed Pogba. If they just go all out and start blazing teams left, right and centre...
That's what I think could happen.
Because, for me, I think this transfer does make them title favourites.
Yeah. It's worry... That's the Leeds United fan.
Before then, they were like level with City for title favourites, for me. But I think this transfer and the way Mourinho plays, Mourinho doesn't need to introduce, let's say, a philosophy.
No.
He doesn't need to do his own style of play, but not a philosophy like Pep does. I think this Pogba transfer, because of who he is, I think it just pushes him just ahead as title favourites. I'd like to have a look at actually what the odds would be, but for me, I'd say United are title favourites for me right now.
That is the impact of a signing like this, and that is why Manchester United have wanted to bring a major, major transfer back to Old Trafford, and they have done. They have made a statement. Paul Pogba has signed for Manchester United for £89 million. That's been the Football Hour Player Watch podcast. Thank you, Don.
Podcast, I think
you mean. The podcast, yes. Thank you for listening. You can subscribe to this on iTunes. Just click that button. Give us a 5-star review if you like. If you've enjoyed it, I can't wait for the Premier League season, can you?
Can't wait. Bring it on this weekend.
You can listen to all our latest podcasts on our Audio Boom channel. audioboom.com/thefootballhour